Hi there, this is Ava at AvaWaits.com. I'm a speaker, a sales trainer, and an entrepreneurship mentor. And I share about topics like sales, marketing, women in business, business expansion, and how we relate to money. And I received such a fantastic question the other day. Someone wanted me to share a little bit more about how a person can become free of past financial issues that actually were embedded in them when they were growing up. So this actually happens to, well, I haven't seen a person who this doesn't happen to actually, in my experience, is that we grow up with people around us interacting with money in various ways. And when we take on some of those habits, when we actually absorb some of those habits and some of those perspectives on money, that influences the way that we interact with money in our businesses that we're building. So just to use an example, if you say you grew up and you were around someone who did that feast or famine thing with money, where it was that all of a sudden there was a ton of money and it was so exciting, and then that person would just spend it all and you'd be down to a dime. And then everyone's struggling for a little while until you got that influx of new money. Perhaps if you grew up being around someone or maybe multiple people who were in that position financially, that has ended up influencing the way that you run your business, and you see it happening to you as well, where you have an influx of a lot of money and then, oh, you just spend it down to the last dollar. And so we've grown up with influences all around us. It could have been a school teacher who really influenced the way that we look at money. It could have been family members. We may have had friends. Even our favorite television shows and stories that we have read or that we have watched influence the way that we interact with money in our adult lives. And so, for example, Hansel and Gretel. I used to watch, there was a movie about Hansel and Gretel, and I would watch that all the time. And I actually found it very interesting, the way that Hansel and Gretel, their family was in poverty. I found that really interesting. I was very engaged with that. I even when I was younger, I remember pretending and sometimes writing my own stories about being what I would consider old-fashioned, so maybe in the early 1900s or something like that, and very poor. And I would actually write out stories. I remember writing a story where I was talking about these two young girls, and in this story, they were selling eggs from their chickens at the market, and they had so few possessions that the candle that they had, they actually, every time they melted this candle, they had to then scrape up the wax and reuse the wax to make a new candle because they were that poor. They were that impoverished. And even things like when I was in second grade, I remember we did a whole play about stone soup, where it's making soup, but you start by putting a stone in the pot. And I don't remember actually everything about that story, but I just remember it being this story about being impoverished, about being in poverty. And so many of us have played in that realm quite a bit through stories, or we have seen the people around us be in that realm, many levels of that realm, by the way, because some of us, poverty to us means $10 in the bank. For other people, poverty for them means they're making $100,000 a year. So it's very interesting our different perspectives on this. But so back to this question from this person about how to become free of those past financial issues is I think that awareness is the biggest thing that we can do first, is actually noticing our relationship to money, how we interact with it, how we respond to it, and first bringing awareness to that area. So I'll share just a couple examples for you. So first of all is, who taught you how to react to bills? So you get a bill in the mail, and I just want you to notice for a minute. Think about what you do when you receive a bill in the mail. And say it's a bill for your electricity and you receive it in the mail. Do you immediately go into a state of fear or panic? Or do you ignore that bill? Or do you open it right away and give gratitude and give thanks for that bill and everything that service provider gave to you. So I want you to just notice your reactions and responses. And if you're noticing that you have a response that maybe isn't so healthy, or maybe it doesn't really put good value on that service that you've received, or maybe you're noticing a response where you are fearful around the money, I want you to just notice and ask yourself, who else around me, especially in your youth, so really look toward your youth, who else in your youthful years responded to bills that way? Was it a teacher? Was it a parent? Was it someone else in your family? Did you see it somewhere and want to imitate that response? Maybe you saw it in a movie. And then let's go to another one too. So who taught you how to react to taxes? So say you've just gotten to your tax preparer and it's been decided that you're going to be paying several thousand dollars toward your taxes this year. And you have a response to that. So right now, notice what your response would be to that situation. And maybe it's fear. Maybe it is, maybe actually you feel a sense of just a sense of pride that you've actually made money in your business. So you are paying taxes, because, you know, not everyone actually pays taxes. So maybe you've actually made money and you're very proud that now it means that you are getting to pay taxes. So I just want you to notice again, just look at that and say, where did that reaction come from? Who did I pick that up from? And I bet that with a little journaling and even just a little bit of thinking, you could notice who in my youth did I pick up that habit from, or that response from. And even just to look around in your youthful years and just to notice who you hung out with, what sort of atmospheres you were in. I know that for me, I received food assistance. So oftentimes I was around other people who were struggling in the areas of food. And I remember hearing from them quite a bit. There was a lot of talk about how the government is out to get us, or there's not enough to go around, or I'm so struggling this month, or, oh my gosh, I can't deal with that bill, or, oh, I'm not going to pay taxes. I'm not even going to file my taxes because I don't ever want to pay the IRS and all that stuff, right? And I know we could get into a long argument about whether that some of that is valid, but I share this example because wherever you were hanging out was influencing the way that you are treating money right now. And it's influencing the way that you are earning money and making money in your business. So I would say that the first step to really releasing some of this is to become aware of those things, aware of your responses to money, to bills, to taxes, to asking clients for money. Become aware of how you react in those situations, and notice, where did you pick up that response? Who taught that to you? Who rubbed off on you? So take notice of that. It's really interesting to look at. And that is going to be one of the first ways that you can start taking some of those past financial issues that you've had and start to release them and just let them go. So I hope that's helpful. And if you need more details and more guidance, I am always available through avawaits.com. And I wish you a lovely day.